Okay, we're continuing now with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel of Maseches Brachos. The previous Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, discussed the concept of Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. That when a person is involved in one mitzvah, then they are pater, then they're exempt, and they're not obligated in doing another mitzvah. The mitzvah that we were specifically talking about in that Mishnah was if you're involved in a burial and carrying a mace and carrying a body to be buried, you are pater, you are not obligated in reciting and saying Kriyas Shema. Continues the Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Kavru es hames, once they buried the body, they took the body, they off the bed, they carried it, and they buried it. V'chazru, now they come back, they return. Where are they going to now? So after the burial, they make two parallel lines, two lines right next to each other, where the Avelim, where the relatives of the person who passed away, walk through. In addition to being what we call Menachem Avel, comforting the mourner, in addition to paying a Shiva call, is what we typically refer to it nowadays, in addition to paying a Shiva call, there's this obligation on the community to comfort them as a tzibur, to make two lines, and the mourners walk right through, and we say, Hamakim Menachem Eschem, B'sok Shar Av L'Tzion V'Yerushalayim, we comfort them in that public way. Continues the Mishnah, Im Yecholim L'Haschil V'Ligmor At Shelo Yagiyu L'Shura, if they're Yechol, if they're able to begin Kriyas Shema, V'Ligmor, and finish Kriyas Shema, Ad Shelo Yagiyu L'Shura, before they have to stand in this line and comfort the mourner, then Yaschilu, then they should begin Kriyas Shema, not a problem, and then once they get to the line, then they'll do that mitzvah. But if they have the ability, while they're walking from the burial to the line to say Kriyas Shema, they should certainly do so. The Gemara points out, actually, that this might not mean you have to say all three paragraphs of Kriyas Shema. Perhaps if you have enough time to just say one paragraph of Kriyas Shema, that might be enough as well. Continues the Mishnah, Ve'im Lav, but if they don't have enough time walking from the burial spot to the lines to be able to say Shema, Lo Yaschilu, they should not begin, and they should not do so. Ha'omdim B'shura. Now, who exactly, who while they're standing in line, is exempt, is pater, is not obligated in Kriyas Shema? Those who are standing in the line, ha'penimim peturin, those who are on the inside of the line, those who are actually going to be exposed, who are going to see and interact with the Avelim, the mourners, so those people who are on the inside, they're pater, because they're really doing the mitzvah of being Menachem Avel, of comforting the mourners. V'hachitzonim chayavim. But those on the outer part of the line, those who really aren't going to interact much with those who are mourning, who are not going to really be able to say Hamakim Menachem to them and really see them and have them see you, then they are chayavim. They are not really doing the mitzvah to the same level, to the same extent, and therefore those on the outer part of the line are chayav, are obligated in the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. They're not really osik b'mitzvah in the same way. They're not really involved in the mitzvah in the same way, and therefore they are obligated in Kriyas Shema. Continues the Mishnah, very fundamental Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Nashim va'avadim u'kitanim, women, servants, and kitanim, peturin, our potter, are exempt from Kriyas Shema u'min hatfilin. Women, slaves, the specific types of slaves that we're referring to are avadim kinanim, are non-Jewish slaves, and when they become non-Jewish slaves, when they become an avad kinani, they become obligated in the same mitzvos that women are obligated in. Which mitzvos are women obligated in? They're obligated in mitzvos, they're pater, from mitzvos asay, shizman gram, any time-bound mitzvos, any time-related mitzvos, sitting in the sukkah, shaking lulav and esrog, and so on, blowing shofar, perhaps, many other examples of mitzvos that are time-bound, that are time dependent, and any mitzvah that's time bound, any mitzvah that relates to a specific time of day, time of year, and so on, women and avadim kinanim and non-Jewish slaves are pater from, they're not obligated in. Ukitanim and children, anyone who's below bar or bas mitzvah, peturin, they're pater, nashim avadim kitanim, women, an avid kinani or a kitanim or young children are pater from two mitzvahs, Kriyas Shema u'min ha'tfilin. They're pater from Kriyas Shema and they're pater from tfilin. So why are nashim and avadim pater from Kriyas Shema and tfilin? Because those are both mitzvahs, aseh shizman grama. Kriyas Shema has to be said b'shachbecha uv kumecha, as we discussed with the Mishnayos began, the Masechta began, discussing the times of Kriyas Shema. And Kriyas Shema is certainly something that's dependent upon the time, and therefore women and avadim are pater from that. Tefillin as well is only a mitzvah during the daytime. It's also not a mitzvah on Shabbos, on Chagim, and so on and so forth. Therefore, nashim and avadim, women and slaves, are pater, are exempt from Kriyas Shema and tefillin, because they are mitzvahs, I say, shizman grama. What about ketanim? Usually ketanim, kids under bar bas mitzvah, are obligated to be mechanech, to be educated in certain mitzvahs. Why are they not obligated to be educated in Kriyat Shema and Tefillin? So Kriyat Shema, the Gemara says, because often they're not going to be with their father or their mother, they're not going to be with their parents. When it's time for Kriyat Shema, they're out in school, they're wherever they are, and they're not going to be with their parents to be educated, and therefore, specifically for Kriyat Shema, are pater umin hatfillin, and from tefillin as well. The Gemara tells in Masechta Sukkah that ketanim are pater from tefillin because they're not able to be shomer es haguf. They can't be guard their body. Tefillin is a very, very holy thing that we're putting on our body, and you're not allowed to wear tefillin if you are not able to prevent yourself from passing gas and from keeping your body clean and so on. And the assumption is that ketana, that young children are not able to prevent themselves from getting dirty, and therefore children, ketanim, are pater from Kriyat Shema, and they're pater from tefillin as well. When it comes to women, though, it's interesting to point out that it is most mitzvos that women are paturos from, whether it's lulav, whether it's shofar, whether it's sukkah, and so on, nashim have the ability to do if they want to. Women can shake lulav, they can sit in the sukkah, they can certainly, often they want to hear shofar. The machlokas, though, is whether or not they can make a bracha. It's actually a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosvos, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, regarding whether or not women who perform a mitzvah, a time-bound mitzvah, a mitzvah, asei shezman grama, have the ability to make a bracha on that mitzvah. It's actually, ultimately, a difference in Ashkenazim versus Sephardim. Ashkenazi women will make a bracha on a time-bound mitzvahs, whereas Sephardi women typically will not make a bracha on time-bound mitzvahs. Continues the Mishnah. V'chayavin b'tfilah. So we just said what they're pater in Kriyat Shema, umin hatfilin, but nashim avadim en ketanim, women, slaves and ketanim and youngsters are obligated in tefillah. They're obligated in davening, the Gemara explains, because tefillah is about rachamim, it's about beseeching Hashem, begging Hashem, as we mentioned a few times already. And certainly everyone needs rachamim, everyone needs mercy from Hashem, so they're certainly obligated in tefillah. Uve mezuzah, they're obligated in mezuzah as well. As the Gemara explains, the mezuzah is a form of protection, it gives us a long life, and certainly nashim avadim and ketanim are deserving of a long life as well, so they're obligated in mezuzah. Uve birkas hamazon. And they're obligated in Birkas HaMazon as well, as the Torah tells us, V'yachalta v'savata uveirach, you eat and you're satiated, you're satisfied, you have a mitzvah to make Birkas HaMazon, to bench after you eat bread. This is a very interesting Mishnah, discussed what women, avadim, what nashim avadim ketanim are pater in, and it also discussed what they are chayiv in as well. Have a great day.